Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
As you would know, I'm sure, we're in the midst of finals fever. The AFL Grand Final complete with the Hawks coming out on top. NRL Grand Final next week with the Sydney Roosters playing the Manly Sea Eagles. The Open House office is backing the Roosters. Our sports guru, Thomas Whalen, is across it all and he's on the line now. Thomas, welcome back to our culture segment.
Thank you very much for having me on.
How could we ignore the great Aussie religion of sport in our culture? So let's start with yesterday's big game. Hawks took out the coveted AFL Premiership. How did you see it?
They certainly did. Well, almost devastated, really, because my two teams that I used to follow or followed from a young age, the Swannies and the Cats, were pipped in the semis, so it was a bittersweet. But at the same time, look, no matter who's playing in grand final time, it's such a spectacle. It's such a wonderful array of sport, and exactly what you said, it's almost a religion in this country, and you've just got to really, really enjoy it.
Just take us into the mind of the athlete when that final hooter goes and they've won it, and what it's been like for them over the last 24 hours, Thomas.
Yeah, it's a big combination of exhaustion, yes, of adrenaline, of emotion, of so many things bundled into one. If you can think of how many years an athlete prepares himself individually to get to a grand final and to win a grand final, and then as a team as well, as we've seen with the Hawks, you know, they've been in the finals before in the last few years. They've been consistent across the season and across seasons, and for them to finally put it together to play so well as a team and to come up ahead, they would just be that's the pinnacle of their sporting careers.
Yeah, they'll be on cloud nine for quite a while, but then often comes a bit of a crash psychologically, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, because you know, you put so much emphasis on that victory, and it's a dangerous emphasis sometimes if everything that you're working towards is based upon a sporting victory and you achieve that, then there does come that point where there's a bit of a come down. I know a lot of Olympians suffer this coming back from the Olympics. They're on such a high, they're on the world stage, they're competing for everything that they've been working towards. They come back and it's almost they're just there by themselves and alone and away from the team, and it is dangerous. It is a dangerous time.
Yeah, the Hawks win shows a great deal about consistency. They've been really very, very strong all year round.
Absolutely, and to win a grand final, you really need consistency throughout the season. I don't think many times, sometimes the underdogs do get up, and we love that as Australians, but it is about consistency. It's about form, week in, week out, and that gives you the confidence going into a grand final to work with your teammates. You know that the guy beside you's got your back, and going in there, they would have been full of confidence,
yes,
and they won rightfully so.
Now to the other big Aussie sport, rugby league. Kate's beloved Sydney Roosters will meet the Manly Sea Eagles next week, so we've got to back the Roosters. How do you see it?
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be very difficult for the Roosters to lose this one. Yeah. They've been in absolute form, and it's been wonderful to watch a great athlete such as Sonny Bill Williams come into that team, but not be just an individual. I think he's come in and he really is a team man, and that whole team has lifted around him. They've got some great individual players, a great coach, obviously. They've had some consistency throughout the season as well, and I think they're going to be very, very difficult to beat, and especially how they performed just yesterday. Yeah. Incredible.
Let me ask you about the balance this week between mental and physical preparation for those players in both teams.
A lot this week will come down to the mental preparation. You've done everything throughout the season to get your body in fine form. This week will probably be about more recovery from the semi-final matches. And so it's really about individual mental toughness and team mental toughness, how they work together to ensure that they've got that right balance of confidence, but not too much. They've got that right balance of just being aware of their abilities and what they can do, but not getting ahead of themselves.
Now, as a sporting nation, we rate sport and winning very highly, of course. Do we need to also have a bit of perspective at times like this and realise winning isn't everything, though I hasten to say it is for Kate at the moment?
That's absolutely right. When your team's there in the grand final, winning's everything, isn't it?
Yes.
I really enjoy this at this time, looking at the players' reactions in the lead-up to, throughout the game, and then after the game, win or lose, because I think that shows a real strength of character right there, the humbleness in victory. And then when you lose, realising that it's not all about that victory, that there is so much more and there's so much you can gain. I remember throughout my career, career. Everything at the start was all about victory, and I placed so much emphasis on that. But sometimes you miss the importance of the other things that you can acquire and that you can achieve in terms of how you pick up your team, how you can really inspire others through your actions. And it's not just about that victory that means everything.
Thomas Whalen, I'm going to put you on the spot. Your pick for the Roosters or the Sea Eagles?
Well, I live just around the corner from the Roosters, so I have had a special place in my heart always for the Roosters. 6 grand finals, I believe, in the last decade. That's consistency for you right there. Look, we can't overlook the Eagles, of course. They've a very strong team. They've also got a victory behind them in the last couple of years, but Roosters all the way.
They'll be easy to back, I think. Thomas Whalen, thank you so much, as always.
Thanks so much, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.